House Republicans target Facebook's contact with FBI over Hunter Biden's laptop from Hill. By Lucas Nolan on September 2, 2022. House Republicans have asked Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg to hand over communications between his company and the FBI related to the platform's suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop from Hill story leading into the 2020 election. The Hill reports that House Republicans on Thursday sent a request to Facebook, now known as Meta, CEO Mark Zuckerberg asking that he hand over communications between Facebook and the FBI in relation to the suppression of the New York Post's Hunter Biden laptop story. Zuckerberg stated during his recent appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience podcast that the social media platform limited the New York Post story across Facebook user news feeds before the 2020 presidential election. Zuckerberg claimed that the limiting of the spread of the story came in response to warnings from the FBI about disinformation and polarizing content. 35 Republican lawmakers said in a letter to Zuckerberg, "We have seen in recent months how some in government have sought to use big tech to censor divergent viewpoints and silence opposing political speech." The House Republicans added, "Facebook's suppression of the Post article and allegations of Biden family corruption highly relevant to the 2020 presidential election, following guidance from the FBI is highly troubling." The House Republicans claimed that the reduced distribution of the NIP article from Facebook prevented Americans from fully understanding highly relevant allegations about President Biden's awareness of an involvement in his family's influence peddling scheme. Facebook also suppressed stories about Zuckerberg's appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience. Breitbart News senior tech reporter Alim Bokhari described the curious silence on the platform after its CEO appeared on the most popular podcast on the planet. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg's first appearance on the Joe Rogan Experience, the most listened to podcast in the world, contained a number of bombshell revelations, foremost among them that the FBI was involved in the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop story. Yet these news stories, which attracted massive attention on other platforms, gained surprisingly little traction on Facebook. In the hours following the release of the interview, according to data from social media analytics service NewsWhip, the story with the highest velocity on Facebook was a puff piece from Business Insider about Zuckerberg's wife, Priscilla Chan, and even that got relatively little engagement compared to other, unrelated stories that were trending on the platform at the same time. As Breitbart News previously reported, Zuckerberg confirmed in his interview that the FBI warned Facebook of an imminent Russian propaganda dump before the New York Post published its first stories on Hunter Biden's laptop from Hill, which were swiftly suppressed by Facebook and Twitter. "My Son Hunter," which marks Breitbart's expansion into film distribution, was a crowd-funded project inspired by the investigative reporting of Peter Schweizer and Breitbart News about the Biden family's corruption, reporting which the establishment media and big tech sought to censor during the 2020 election. The film's director Robert Davi described My Son Hunter as Hunter Biden's laptop exploded onto film. My Son Hunter, which is available for pre-order now and will be available for download and streaming starting September 7, stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, the Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. Read more at The Hill here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.